Welcome to Cyberspectives, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Microsoft. In this series, we're joined by Ann Johnson, Corporate Vice President of Microsoft Security Business Development. From the way the tech industry is tackling cyber threats, to the language it uses to communicate, Ann is challenging traditional schools of thought and cyber norms to encourage the industry to get outside its comfort zone and expand how it addresses the evolving threat landscape. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, podcast host at Cybercrime Magazine. Ann, hello. Always great to be speaking with you. Welcome back.
Thank you, Hillary. It's always great to be here.
So, Ann, AI-driven natural language processing tools are getting a lot of buzz these days, and for good reason. We stand to gain a lot from AI tools in general. And I've heard many people liken tools like a ChatGPT to, you know, the calculator. It's not necessarily going to make various writing tasks obsolete for us in our jobs and industries, but perhaps it will just potentially help make things a little or a lot easier. So what are your thoughts, Anne, on AI tools such as these, and what types of things and questions are you hearing from folks?
Yeah, Hillary, it's exciting. Look, I've been writing and speaking about, you know, AI work and security since 2018 with Microsoft, right? And we have AI and ML technologies integrated in several of our product families like Sentinel, like Defender, like Purview. And I think we're at this inflection point right now. AI breakthroughs of today are going to augment how we work and how we live for many years. And it's important that we make this promise of AI real, but we also do it incredibly responsibly. I like the analogy that compares AI to actually mobile phones. I was talking to some folks about this, and there's been some writing on the topic that when phones became much more available for the masses, it changed society as a whole. And I think that you hear this, you know, in some cases, technology is going to make life a lot easier, but it's going to be a co-pilot for your life, potentially, as you used to describe these tools. That's good, but we also need to be really thoughtful in how we deploy it because, you know, the mobile phone changed how people lived fundamentally. AI is going to change how people live. And doing this co-pilot concept is a great amplifier of human capability. It has to be responsible, right? We can free up people to do more creative tasks and more innovative thinking. We can solve really hard problems like clean water supplies globally or food supplies globally. Or think about climate change and how it's going to impact certain regions of the world more than others. But we need to be applying AI. There's so much opportunity for abuse. We really have to be responsible and ethical in how we apply it.
Certainly. And although many have firmly said that these tools won't revolutionize cyber attacks specifically, how do you think tools such as these stand to potentially benefit cyber criminals?
Well, cyber criminals are very innovative, right? They're creative. They're well-funded. I think collective as an industry, we should not minimize the impact, you know, AI could have on the cyber landscape. Think about ransomware or malware that adapts in the wild, right? It becomes adaptive. I think there's potential that the cyber criminals can invest in and use these tools. And we need to be really thoughtful about how they could use these tools. We need to not be dismissive. But at the end of the day, it's always about having good fundamental defenses and defense in depth. And that's what, even if the cyber criminal does leverage these tools to be more adaptive or faster, our ability to defend ourselves is still the same as our ability to defend ourselves was. And AI can be used on our side.
Great segue into my next question for you, Ann, which was on the flip side, how do you think AI will help improve cybersecurity, cyber defense, and, you know, perhaps benefit overworked and burnt out cyber workers?
Burnout's a serious issue in cyber right now. There's millions of job openings around the world. So when we think about AI as this ultimate amplifier of human capability, this is an area where AI will help significantly. Think about the cyber operations center, right, or the security operations center. AI has the potential to streamline alerts. It has the potential to automate a lot of things. And we want to make sure the cyber defenders know what the most critical issues are that they need to work on first. And machine learning and AI can be a huge step change in that. There's really a lot of examples where we're already using AI in things like our Microsoft Defender suite to help speed the efficacy and the improvement of the time to action for our cyber defenders.
In addition to AI-driven natural language processing tools, and what other AI tools get you excited about the future of the cyber industry?
I have to tell you, I've been working on this for so long, it would seem, right? For as long as, you know, it was practical. I really think we're at this inflection point where AI is going to impact every technology category, and it's going to impact every industry. One area that I'm really interested in is data security, right? And data loss prevention. Where can AI help tailor controls and identify data and dynamically apply DLP policies to stop leakage from your organization? I'm excited to see what other use cases that are brought to life this year and beyond. And I think you're going to see use cases that span from identity through data loss prevention, through SOC operations. There's just a lot we're going to be able to do with this technology.
Absolutely. That is really exciting. And so what advice would you give security leaders who are navigating the buzz of these tools, as well as potentially starting to look to integrate AI into their frameworks?
Yeah, I would say start today. First thing, don't be afraid of it, right? AI technology is going to be more mainstream, but it's good to be early and to have a point of view about where you think you can apply it in your environment. It's a great time to think about how AI is going to impact your business, not just your cybersecurity programs, and what AI tools your organization is going to be adopting, because you also have to secure the AI, right? You have to secure the models, you have to secure the data that's used, and then think about your security strategy, right? I often use, I misquote Wayne Gretzky regularly and talk about skating to where the puck is going. Even if AI isn't going to be part of your cybersecurity strategy today, it is going to be part of your strategy in the future. And in that, you need to hire people that understand machine learning AI and train them about cyber. I think it's incredibly important that part of our hiring profile is folks that actually have experience in the space that we can bring into cyber and we can learn from.
Fantastic. And that was a really nice send-off, but I do just always ask, you know, any final thoughts you'd want to share with our audience as we wrap up our conversation?
Look, I've been in cyber forever, it feels like, and you know, there's always a buzz thing happening. This to me feels real. Is it real today? Is artificial intelligence real today? No, but it's going to be real really quickly. And I think organizations to get ahead of the curve and understand how to leverage the capabilities of artificial intelligence in their security programs, and also understand how to build defenses where they're using AI and other parts of the organization, they're going to be ahead, right? They're going to be ahead from a business standpoint. So don't be afraid and don't think it's just the next wave. Get started.
Wonderful. Anne, thank you so much. Such a pleasure speaking with you. And I look forward to next time.
Thank you so much, Hillary. It's always great.
I'm Hillary McClure, podcast host at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Anne Johnson, Corporate Vice President of Microsoft Security Business Development. Cyberspectives is brought to you by our sponsor, Microsoft. To learn more about Microsoft's security approach, visit Microsoft.com/security. And for more episodes like this, you can listen to more Cyberspectives at cybercrime.radio.